From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, May 30th at 8:56, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Kimberly. And the grain futures are mixed this morning. It's kind of nice to say that they're mixed and not sharply lower. We are seeing meal take a leadership role again in the bean complex after a couple of really sharp down days. There's a lot of talk about wet weather going to be continuing in Iowa and in the Mid-South, and that may preclude seeing a lot of planting and or replant ideas this going into this weekend. The weather forecast include rain again for the first part into the middle part of the week, so it'll be interesting to see whether that's helpful or hurtful. On Monday, we will get crop updates on Monday afternoon, including corn on this this upcoming week. The White House has put out some directives that show that U.S. ethanol will not qualify for sustainable aviation fuel subsidies. That's a big downer, I think, on this corn market. I think the processors have really looked that that could be a boon for them. We did see that Morgan Stanley came out with a cut in Brazilian soybean crop by about 5 million metric tons. That's on the high side of the guesses. Also seeing that freight costs are sharply higher into the Rosario port. We are looking at the grain futures. We do not have export bookings report come out this morning. That will come out tomorrow, and the EIA numbers on ethanol production will come out later this morning. Right now, we see July corn futures at 4.54 and three quarters. That's down three quarters of a cent. December, 4.76 and a half, down two and a quarter. Notice that on this downside move, the July and December put on the brakes at about the 50-day moving average. It'll be interesting to see if those can hold, because funds then will not be active sellers.